Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
This morning we've been scattered here and there talking about the most embarrassing things you've ever forgotten in a lighthearted way, but I wanted to bring on someone who's an expert about this sort of stuff and who can explain when it's okay and when maybe folks should be a little bit more concerned. His name is Dr. Rafal Sobota. He joins us now. He's a board-certified neurologist, a research fellow at Northwestern. Rafal, thanks for hopping on the line with us here today.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
I wanted to ask, forgetting things at any age is normal, like everyday things. And if it picks up in frequency as you get a little bit older, there's some normalcy about that, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes. There's something we call the tip of the tongue syndrome, which I think we've all experienced in our life. And you are absolutely correct that sort of the older we get, it becomes a little more frequent. And that's just, when you remember their event, you can see the person's face, in your mind, but you for some reason can't pull the name. And, this happens just with things you've experienced or things in TV. That kind of stuff is normal and it is seen in patients as they get older, especially after the year of 70. So that's normal. It's just about sort of how the distinction between when to worry and when to not is does it really affect your daily life?
Okay.
And that's when we start to get worried.
Okay. So like biologically or physiologically, explain it like I'm five. Is it just breakdowns of cells like everything else? As we get older, some things just don't work as great. And brain's the same thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna steal an analogy from one of my best friends who uses this in stroke neurology. Basically, what happens to your brain as you age is the same thing that happens to your skin, and I think it's easier for people to understand because everyone looks at each other's skin, and as we get older, skin gets dry, you get wrinkles, you start getting sort of an accumulation of sunspots and damage that sort of has accumulated throughout your life. The same thing happens to your brain, and basically you're exactly correct. It's just the breakdown of cells, accumulation of, higher blood pressure at times and, metabolic disease and other diseases that your body has had. Everything will have an impact on your brain, and that starts sort of adds up over time. And yeah, you can become a little more forgetful as you get older.
So you said when it kind of interrupts your daily life, is it a matter of the frequency of these things happening or is it the severity? Like, we all misplace our car keys, but if you start to be confused about how to function a car, right? Like I'm trying to put because we had Alzheimer's in my family.
Yeah.
My grandfather went through it and it was very obvious when things were getting worse. But maybe those early signs and wanting to find this stuff early is probably a benefit. So maybe you could break it down a little bit more for us.
Oh, absolutely. So, when we certainly advise people to go talk to their doctor about any interference in what we call activities of daily living. So whenever somebody has an issue with, if their bills are unpaid or they can no longer take care of their hygiene or you notice that they're messy or, their apartment is more messy, they've lost weight because they're not eating, there's trash in the apartment or, if you notice things that normally would not have been okay for that person that are changing, that's when you start to worry. And, like you said, sort of memory stuff, like if somebody gets lost, everyone forgets their keys, sure, but if you get into a car and drive somewhere and you find yourself in a place where you don't know how you got there, those are problems, and by then the disease is there. In terms of the more subtle things, that's a little more tricky because, that relates to the very first question you asked, sort of what's normal and what isn't. I would say still, especially if somebody has mentioned to you that, your performance either at work or things you're doing at home are a little different than they usually are, that's a decent sign that maybe you should ask your doctor about, hey, should I be worried about this? Should I think about this? And I think my role here is to preach both vigilance and reassurance. In that, most people are still unlikely to have these diseases. But if you're worried about it, then it's absolutely okay to talk to your doctor. And, you know, there are simple tests that they can do in the office that sort of address different parts of your memory and daily functioning. And they'll have a reassuring answer for you more times than not.
Yeah. And even if it's not the most reassuring thing, there can be an action plan. I get why people are hesitant. Look, it's tough enough to get people to go to the doctor. But if anyone has any doubts of their own mental capacity, first of all, that takes a real good self-reflection, which may be more troubled, obviously, as your brain is going through changes. But boy, I can imagine that's a tough call to make on your own, right? Like you're almost
absolutely
fear what's going to happen.
Yeah, and then, you know, importantly, especially in more advanced stages of these diseases, insight can go away. So frequently you'll meet patients with some more advanced forms of disease like Alzheimer's that, you know, they don't know why they came to the doctor's office and they don't know that they have a problem.
Yeah.
So at that point, it's very important for families to intervene.
Right.
We very frequently, when we have patients in cognitive clinic, they come with family members and we will get collateral from family members to make sure that, you know, the story is accurate and that the patient isn't just downplaying their symptoms. Because like you said, it's a very natural response to do that.
I have one last question for you before we let you go. The 773 wanted to know, why is it I can remember what I did 30 or 40 years ago, but I can't remember what I did 2 weeks ago? Now, if this was a severe situation, obviously nothing to joke about, but that happens with people, right? Like a couple of days ago, I'm like, I don't remember, but something stands out from 4 decades ago.
Yeah, but I mean, they studied it. It's just purely the volume of the information. You know, you will remember a lot more things from this year than you do from 40 years ago. You just remember a singular event from 40 years ago that stuck with you, and you have some sort of, you know, emotional attachment to it. That doesn't mean that, you know, that you're much better at remembering things from 40 years ago than you are remembering from the things from this year. They've actually studied this. And, you know, if you were to ask that person about, okay, who was the president 40 years ago? Who was your teacher? If you were to, like, take a detailed account of all of that, their memory of 40 years ago wouldn't be as good
right.
as they would think.
But if they have an emotional attachment to it, it just lingers, it stays. You've developed
absolutely.
A pathway in your brain to remember that more regularly.
100%, yes. The sort of the way the brain is hardwired, some things exactly are more ingrained in there than others.
Man, I sounded smart saying pathway there, Rafal. I appreciate your time. Thanks for bringing this down for us, okay?
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, to be on again, Dr. Rafal Sobota. This is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care.